The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, on Friday, we were talking to the Gardaí about the road safety presence over the weekend of many Gardaí around the country. And we hope that there would be no news on this programme, the Tuesday programme after the bank holiday, that people had died. But tragically, two more people died on the roads over the weekend. So the country is on course to record more than 200 road deaths in this current year of 2024, and that would be the first time such a total would have been reached in over a decade. I'm joined on the line now by Ralph Regal, journalist for the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You've been studying what the Gardaí have been doing over the weekend. They've been out and about, and they have made many detections.
Yeah, and some of them are quite alarming, Pat. I mean, I suppose it reflects many different aspects about driver behaviour. I mean, we've all heard and seen the campaigns about, you know, slowing down, not using a mobile phone when you're driving, but above all things, don't drive while you're intoxicated with either alcohol or drugs. And unfortunately, some people just don't seem to be listening. So if you look at the weekend, you're talking about one person who was stopped in Piltown in County Kilkenny. They were doing 186 kilometres in a 100 kilometre zone. That's almost double the speed limit. Another person was stopped in Letterkenny doing 112 kilometres per hour in an 80, and then on the Dock Road in Limerick, which is a relatively built-up area. I mean, it's effectively the suburbs of Limerick City. You had someone doing 93 kilometres in a 50-kilometre-an-hour zone. And of course, as you mentioned, I mean, the major concern is that two people lost their lives over the weekend. They're the first two deaths of the month of August. And while every death is a tragedy and every death is of concern, why these are particularly concerning is that August traditionally ranks as the deadliest month on Irish roads. If you look at last year, there were 26 deaths in August. That compares to just 9 in September. So at the moment, we're up to 115 deaths. That's about 13 to 14% higher than last year. And last year, the road deaths toll was the highest for over a decade. So if we continue at the current trend, we're going to come very, very close to 200 deaths in the year. We may actually exceed it. And if we do, it'll be the first time since 2010. And of course, there was 212 people died in collisions in 2010. So that if you look at it in 2021, albeit kind of the tail end of the COVID pandemic, that was reduced to 130 deaths. So you're talking, I mean, in excess potentially of 70 deaths higher than just 3 years ago.
Now, you mentioned some of the extreme speeding that was detected by the Gardaí, but we had, what, 1,000 people who are there or thereabouts who were caught speeding. Do we know where most of them were caught? Because it's easy for the Gardaí. They have their location spots on the motorways. It's easy for them to detect speeding, and yet motorways are the safest roads in the country. So even if you do nip a little bit above the speed limit, you're probably reasonably safe. Everyone's going in the same direction on the carriageways. You're not meeting oncoming traffic. So do they give you any detail in terms of how many people were caught in minor roads and how many people were caught on motorways? Because as I say, for motorway speeding, it can be a bit like fish in a barrel.
Yeah, no, you're right, Pat. I mean, motorways, I think it's between 4 and 5 times motorways are safer than other roads. And an analysis of the fatal collisions over recent years have shown that I think it's about 70% to 80% of those collisions are occurring on secondary roads. And also that the time frame is that most of them are occurring, I think it is, in the early hours of the morning. So we don't have a precise breakdown in terms of the August bank holiday weekend. But what we do know is that the Gardaí were attaching special significance to secondary roads, rural roads, roads that would have, say, 50 kilometre an hour, 80 kilometre an hour or 100 kilometre an hour speed limits.
And very difficult sometimes to police those roads because it's not even safe for the Gardaí to be out there with speed guns on those roads.
No.
They're narrow and constricted, and yet that's where a lot of speeding will occur.
Yeah, very much so. And I think, again, Pat, you're right. It really does go back to driver behaviour. And the tragedy of, if you break down the figures and statistics in terms of the people that have died on Irish roads, there's a huge number of vulnerable road users. So we're talking motorcyclists, we're talking bicyclists, pedal cyclists, and pedestrians. And of course, another major cause for concern is that just over the past 7 weeks, we've had 3 deaths involving e-scooters, and every one of those deaths involved a young person. So I think there's significant issues in terms of driver behaviour. There's other issues. I mean, I know Park Road Safety Group have been campaigning for increased resources for the Gardaí. If you go back about 14 years ago, there were in excess of 1,000 personnel attached to Garda Road policing units. We're now talking slightly more than 600. So I think enforcement is an issue. Regulatory change is obviously going to be an issue in terms of closing loopholes. The very fact that people can drive on learner permits, repeatedly applying for them year on year without actually sitting a driving test is
that,
a factor.
That is going to be addressed in recent days. That's been announced. Now, 127 people were arrested for driving under the influence of an intoxicant. Did the Gardaí break down how much of that was alcohol related, how much of it was drug related?
I don't have those figures as yet, Papa. What we certainly know is that there's major concern within the Gardaí on the basis of the fact that, I mean, drug testing is relatively new. It's really only come into commonplace usage in the last kind of 4 to 5 years, thanks to new technology that's been rolled out to the Gardaí. And the concern is that drug driving is almost matching a drunk driving. So despite however many years of campaigns about people not getting behind the wheel while intoxicated, there certainly does seem to be a major problem rearing its head in terms of the number of drivers who think it's perfectly okay to get behind the wheel while under the influence of drugs.
Now, there was a lobby group from the driving instructors last week suggesting that driver safety is down to driver education, that instead of 12 hours of tuition, you might need 3 times that. And of course, when I heard that, I thought, well, that's money in their pockets. If everyone has to take 3 times the number of lessons, it'll make it more difficult, less affordable for some people, and maybe more likely that people will take a chance and not go through that process.
Yeah, I think it's an issue, Pat. I think no matter what way we look at this, I mean, driver education, I mean, really is a huge issue, whether it's in terms of, you know, teaching younger drivers about the potential consequences of their actions, that split second decisions can have tragic consequences that they may have to live with for the rest of their lives. But also just, I think, in terms of, you know, behavior on the road. I mean, I've spoken to a number of different Gardaí who said that, you know, anecdotally, they believe there seems to have been some kind of a change in Irish driver behavior since the ending of the COVID-19 pandemic controls, that the instances of dangerous driving just really seem to have ramped up. And I mean, we've seen it over recent years in terms of, you know, the absolutely catastrophic toll that's being taken on the roads. And in particular, I mean, certain cases where speed has been a clear factor in terms of tragedies where multiple lives have been lost.
We also have to look at mobile phone use in cars, to look away. And in fact, we were talking on Friday about modern cars where everything is done through a screen. So you want to even change the temperature in the cab, and you have to look away and fiddle with the screen instead of turning a knob, which you would find intuitively back in older cars. You now have to look away and look at a screen to do the simplest of things, whether it's Google Maps or whether it's, as I say, adjusting ventilation. You look away and you've traveled maybe 50, 60, 70 yards or meters in that time of a couple of seconds, and heaven knows what might occur in those few seconds.
Yeah, it is, Pat. And it's, you know, it really, I think what road safety campaigners, what education groups, what charities are trying to get across to people is that just a split second can have catastrophic consequences, which you as the driver are going to have to live with. If you don't lose your own life in the collision, you're going to have to spend the rest of your life living with the consequences of what happened. And I think what they're trying to say to people, look, is it really worth that text to say you're going to be 10 minutes home for late for dinner, or that someone's going to meet you at a certain place? Is it really that important to address that text, to change, you know, the track on this, on whatever music you're listening to look at the temperature gauge? If you're going to do it, pull over, do it safely so that your full attention is on the road at all times.
Ralph, thank you very much for joining us. Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.